It's the home stretch of April, and the pattern has shifted. But will it be enough to level things out? Let's investigate as we pass by mile marker number 30. Today, on Weather Jazz.
Everybody, happy Monday, and welcome to Weather Jazz, a world audience podcast about anything and everything, weather, science, earth science, and a whole lot more. I am your host and the creator of the Weather Jazz podcast, Andre Bernier, and I'm the senior meteorologist with WJW Television in Cleveland, Ohio, at least for the next 30 days. My mile marker has just passed over 30. 30 days from now, my final day at WJW Television. And yeah, as we draw closer, I'll talk a little bit more about that, my plans, what I have in the near term, and maybe the longer term as well. So stay tuned for that. This is episode number 617. And today is, in fact, Monday, April 22nd, 2024. And of course, 30 days from now is May 22nd. That is my 65th birthday, and it's also my last day at Fox 8. Wow. Boy, is that coming up fast. And to think that I started counting down at 491 when I signed and gave back my last and final contract, my personal service contract with WJW Fox 8, and that was back in January of 2023. And back then, at 491, those days clicked by very steadily. But as we now approach May 22nd, 2024, just like a reel-to-reel tape machine, the feeder reel goes faster and faster and faster when the end of the tape is about ready to feed through. Even though, think about this now, even though the amount of tape that goes by the head is exactly the same, but the feeder reel goes faster and faster and faster. That's what it feels like to me. Well, happy Monday, everybody. I think I'm going to adopt something from another talk show host on the radio and also on podcast. He started in podcasting, actually, and his name is Dan Bongino. Many of you know Dan Bongino and his program, not only on the radio, but also the Dan Bongino podcast, which airs Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on Rumble. And that's exactly where I post most, if not all now, of my videos. It's on Rumble for very good reason. However, I digress. Let me get back on track. I want to adopt something that I really like from the Dan Bongino program on Mondays. You see, when he comes back from a weekend, he does what he calls a weekend update. Now, before you send me emails or whatever, I understand. Now, Dan Bongino's on the radio. He is also on a podcast on Rumble. Now, Dan Bongino, you have to understand where he comes from. He was born in New York City, raised in New York City, was a New York City cop, and later was on Secret Service detail for three presidents. Now, that's a pretty tough guy. And sometimes his speech is rather raw. He tells it like it is. And on the podcast, obviously, there's a little more latitude with verbiage. Sometimes he speaks like he is right in New York City. Dan even admits that he is not for everybody, and he's okay with that. He is who he is. And I'll even admit there are times where I don't particularly like the direction things are going, and that's when I turn things off. And you know what? Dan's okay with that, too. He says he's not for everybody, and nor is this podcast for everybody, although I certainly hope that I'm very inclusive and you really enjoy listening to this program. Well, you are here, and I certainly do appreciate that. And I appreciate the now 125,000 people that have listened to Weather Jazz. That's awesome. And we're growing every single day. I see the metrics, and I do periodically peer into them, see the trends, and see where things are going. So I'm going to, at least for right now, give this a whirl, give this a try, and I'm going to do a weekend update, basically what I did over the weekend. Very personal. It gives you a chance to get to know who I am, especially for those of you that are listening to Weather Jazz from a place other than Northeast Ohio. If you live in Northeast Ohio, maybe you'll get to know me a little bit better. And hopefully, because you listen to Fox 8 News, you know a little bit about me already. After all, I've been there for 36 and a half years, and that's a ride that's about ready to come to an end. Well, as I get into the weekend update, part of what is going on with me today has to do with the weekend. You see, I won't be at Fox 8 today. I called off because I had quite an interesting time with my left foot last night. And that just gave me no end of grief and kept me up since 3:30 this morning. I finally was able to grab a one-hour snooze this morning, but I think I overdid it. I've been working on the garden, and that's the new raised bed garden that I am putting in. If you'd like to see a photograph of me working in the garden, I'm going to post a picture on weatherjazz.com, episode number 617. You can see what I did. And fortunately for me, I had help from my son, Noah. Very, very able-bodied individual who moved 150 pounds of chipped white marble for me from the store to the car and then from the car to the garden. And that's where I took over and basically spread around that chipped material. You'll see it in between a lot of the stepping stones, the bricks, and the repurposed decking from last summer. I'm glad I kept some of that, because it came in very, very handy. So in the process, I didn't think I overdid it, but apparently yesterday, my wife and I took a walk in a local Lake County Metro Park, beautiful park. And in the process, I thought, boy, you know, my legs and especially my foot, left foot in particular, felt, like I had just overdone it. So I just took my time. No problem, until 3:30 this morning. And that's when my foot let me know, well, I had gone too far. So I did spend the better part of about 5 hours trying to settle that down. I finally did and got a little nap between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. But with the lack of sleep and with the foot still very, very much, very tender, I thought, okay, let's go ahead and give this foot the rest that it needs. I even had a school talk scheduled for today. A very good friend of mine is a part of a school system on the east side of Cleveland, and I was supposed to be there at 1 o'clock. They're dedicating their ambient weather system today up on their roof, and I just called him a couple of hours ago, let him know that I really needed to stay off my foot for a day. So we did reschedule that. Fortunately, I've got a new date for that. And my assistant news director basically said, I know where you're coming from. We're both about the same age. And when things like that happen, it really takes your breath away sometimes. So he said, stay home. We've got a full complement. Dante and Mackenzie are here. And so I'm not going to be at Fox 8 on this Monday. One more bit of personal news. Bob Gilmore, somebody who has been a guest on Weather Jazz, he is the one who built my custom-made workstation right here in the Weather Jazz studios. Well, he was over at the NAB conference in Las Vegas over the last few days. NAB stands for National Association of Broadcasters, and he was there representing something called DJB Radio, along with a host of others from various parts of North America. They did a great job. They had a wonderful booth. And I noticed on Instagram that somebody that I know, whom I've never met, but somebody whom I know well, was going to NAB. Her name is Isabella Russell. Some of you may recognize that name because Mike and Isabella Russell run Music Radio Creative in the UK, and they have done some work for me and for Weather Jazz in the past, and she was going to be at NAB. So I reached out to her. I said, Isabella, I wish I would have known you would have been there, because I could have hopped on a plane and been there for a day or two just to meet you. Would have loved doing that. We've become very good friends, Mike and Isabella and myself. And so I said to stop in and see Bob Gilmore, very good friend of mine, and he's a part of Weather Jazz in many respects, including the building of my workstation. So a couple of days ago, over the weekend, Bob sent me a picture of he and Isabella together. So Isabella was able to locate Bob's booth, and they were able to have a great conversation. So I can't wait to hear what they chatted about. And so, Isabella, if you're listening to Weather Jazz, thank you so much for making the time to stopping by the DJB booth at NAB and meeting up with one of my dearest friends in the world. Bob and I have been friends now for almost 50 years, 50 years. And anybody that puts up with me for 50 years, well, they deserve all of the gold and silver in the world, in my humble opinion. So Bob is on his way back home to Connecticut. He will be spending a day or two with us tonight here in the Weather Jazz Studios. And I suspect that Bob will be a part of Weather Jazz in the next episode, episode number 618. That's just a guess, or 619, not sure which. But we'll be sure to interview him about NAB, his experiences there, and how Bob is going to try and help me out a little bit in putting the fence around the garden. I really have to pace myself now and make sure that I don't overdo it going into this gardening season. I don't want the garden laying dormant because my foot won't take me there. But I suspect that already I'm feeling much better, and tomorrow should be back at the station, Lord willing, and we'll be chatting weather as we approach the May ratings book, which will be beginning on Thursday of this week. We have our big summer weather outlook, which will air on Fox 8 News, for those of you in Northeast Ohio, on Friday, April 26th, during Fox 8 News at 6 p.m. Well, we have yet to talk about the weather so far in April. Let's do that before we close out this episode of Weather Jazz, because that's probably what you're waiting to hear. Well, when we looked on Friday, we were 5.5 degrees above normal for the month of April. However, the last few days have been colder than normal, and that has been pulling down the average. What is the average as of right now, April the 22nd? We're at 4.3 degrees above normal. Now, that's still significant. It's still outside of the plus or minus 2 degrees that we talk about. But the last few days, in particular, the 20th and 21st, that would have been Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, 5 degrees below normal, and then 9 degrees below normal on Sunday. And we'll stay on the cooler side for the next week or so, except for perhaps Tuesday. But the overall trend will be to edge that down. Will it be enough to bring it inside plus or minus 2? Well, that's going to be close. However, I will not say that it is impossible. It's something we'll watch. And as we begin to approach the end of April, we'll certainly have that final tally and score for you right here on Weather Jazz. What about rainfall? Well, obviously, it's been a wet period. So far for the month, we've totaled 4.09 inches at Hopkins Airport and that is about an inch and a half above normal. And that's no kidding, because the ground is pretty soggy. We've had to wait until recently to mow our grass for the first time, and it was pretty thick in places. And even after a few days of drying, the ground was still really soggy. And we left some tracks on the property when cutting the grass for the first time. By the way, the earliest time we've ever mowed our lawn, I remember it quite distinctly. I can certainly go back in my record books to tell you what year that was, but that was April the 1st. That's the earliest we ever basically hopped on a riding mower to get that job done. So this is on the early side because it has been warmer than normal, but it was a little tricky because it's been pretty wet, to the tune of about an inch and a half above normal so far for the month of April. Up next on Weather Jazz later this week, again, hopefully we'll have Bob Gilmore as a guest. He'll talk about NAB and maybe we'll get into some weather and some of the techno radio things, because we're both radiophiles at heart. That's how we met some almost 50 years ago now, when I stopped to think about how that occurred. By the way, if you want to check out that story, just go to Amazon.com and go get the book, The Extra Mile, by yours truly. Inside that book, you'll see a whole chapter devoted to Bob Gilmore and how we met the first time, and then how we got reacquainted by divine providence the second time. You don't want to miss that. It's a great story. And who knows, maybe we'll even tell a piece of it right here on Weather Jazz very, very soon. Also, there's an interesting story about someone. I'll let you figure out who that might be. Someone wants to set a time zone on... Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Somebody wants to set a time zone on the moon. Why? Why? Nobody lives there. Well, there are some reasons. It is still a quirky story. Later this week, I'll have that. It might be Wednesday. It might be Friday. I'm not sure which. But it will certainly be in the next few episodes. We'll talk about that, because it is just such a strange, strange story. Someone, and we're not talking just a random individual, we're talking about a bona fide organization that wants to set a time zone on the moon. And my question, even though I've read the article and okay, it may make a little sense, but really? Why? Why set a time zone on the moon? Just seems like a total waste of time. But of course, we'll find out as we dig into that topic just a little bit later. All right, folks, time to elevate my foot, get off my foot, and allow that healing process to continue. So I'm out of here. We'll catch you soon right here on Weather Jazz next go around.
Weather and science across the globe. Weather Jazz Podcast.